Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance, the show that offers you guidance to transform your life. My name is Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on Home Time Radio. Now, life is a series of tests we're given to solve, like love tests, health, family, finance, pretty much the same test for all of us. But problems have a curious way of cropping up when we least anticipate them. And what's more, even more, problems tend to occur all at once, like piling up until we feel overwhelmed and until we feel frustrated. But like all things in life, problems are not permanent. The issues are that we are experiencing come with an expiration date. Everything in life is with an expiration date. Life itself is with an expiration date. Then they usually have simpler solution than we can imagine. Sometimes all it takes is a little bit of wisdom to eradicate our worries. Now, the show tonight is going to talk about that wisdom. And I'm going to take your calls, and I'm going to help you navigate through all of your dilemmas, through all of your problems. So, because this is a calling show, I want you to feel free to call to get the answer that you need, in order to kind of take the burden off your shoulder. As you know very well, you know, my intention is to guide you through the problems. And probably you're going to say, well, I have too many problems, or my problems are too complicated. Then that is always because we have the mentality not knowing how to deal with the problems. So you might be surprised to learn that even the most complex, the most convoluted issues are easier than you think to be resolved. And some of the deepest dilemmas have the simplest answers possible. In short, I believe that everything in life can be changed, is rectifiable, because every problem has an answer inside. We think problems come from the outside, but actually the answer is inside. We always have the power to do two things. One is to elevate our perception, and the second thing is to take action. We usually don't change our perception. We don't elevate the perception. We look at the situation in the same way. And we look at the situation in the same way, we cannot change the situation. We used to say, you can change something with the same thinking. So if you think the same way, it's going to produce the same results. How are you going to want a better tomorrow if you look at the problem in the same way? So if you shift the perception and the understanding of the problem, you elevate the understanding, you elevate the perception, and you're capable of finding a solution. And if you know how to take action, then you eradicate, you know, the foundation of the problem. And that can make a world of a difference. And this kind of a statement applies to everything that's happening in the world, everything that's happening in our country, everything that's happening in politics, everything that's happening in the media, everything that's happening in our homes. So in other words, from the microcosm into the microcosm, microcosm into the microcosm. So it's interesting that statements like this apply to individuals and apply globally. It's like going high enough to see beyond the mountains in front of you, and also what lies ahead. So that's what we need to see. So when we take action, we take control of something. So we don't let it overcome us. If we let things take control of us, then we are dominated by things. And in life it happens that people can be controlled by situation, can be controlled by other people. That's why it's not healthy to allow yourself to be dominated by others or be dominated by circumstances. So don't let that happen, because that increases, the state of fear and anxiety and negative emotion. But when you take control, you will take the situation in your hands, and then you can do whatever you want to do. Recently, I was reading an interesting quote. I don't remember exactly where, but it said something like, most of the problems in life are because of two reasons. We act without thinking, or we keep thinking without acting. And this is actually very true. Either we do something that goes terribly wrong because we don't think things through it, or we get stuck within a problem because we keep thinking about the action we need to take to resolve it, but we don't actually take the action to resolve it. It seems like kind of difficult to comprehend, but actually it's very simple. It's extremely simple. We act without thinking, and I see this constantly. Anytime I put the TV on, I see this happening. People acting without thinking. It's very sad. People super educated, you know, that you expect them, because they're leaders of the world. We expect them to act because they think. They act without thinking, and they keep on thinking without acting. So this is something that I want everybody listening to analyze it a little bit deeper. So let's change that tonight. So I'm going to share with you something that I put together that I call the seven strategies to actually solve problems. Because one of the things that is very important in our life is to come to the grip with ourselves that we can actually solve our problems. It's important not to let them linger, to do everything in our power to solve something that needs to be solved, and not to put it on hold. We tend to put things on hold. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it another day. Or I can. It's too complicated. All our responses, I don't think I can do it right now. Or I don't have a solution for this. There's always a solution for resolving a problem, and there's always a strategy or strategies to solve problems. The way I see it, life, as I said, is a series of tests that we are given. Life itself is just a test that we're going through. It's almost like, in so many respects, it's like you need to constantly graduate from something. But in order to pass those tests, you need to use something that is called the most important, a lesson of life, which is the lesson of wisdom, the significance of wisdom. Because if you employ wisdom in life, then you can find ways to get out of any personal crisis. There's no doubt in my mind, we all go to a crisis in life. We can be very good at what? At running a business, at paying our taxes, of I don't know what, going to school, an Ivy League school, whatever. But when it comes to listening to our body, and all of a sudden we get sick, we see people that invented the computers and end up by dying in their 50s of cancer. Or we see people who are not capable, celebrities, maintain a healthy love relationship. Why is that? They're not capable, you know what I mean, to listen to make a healthy decision, and they stay in toxic relationship. You know, and wisdom doesn't stem from information or outside opinion. We can influence any circumstances by tapping into the knowledge that exists within ourselves. So how important it is to remember that our greatest inspiration actually comes from moments of desperation. And all of us go through moments of desperation in life. And in that moment, you know what I mean? You become inspired and you learn something. And you imply that wisdom to your life. And then you succeed to heal everything and overcome everything. Because there's so many ways in which we can talk about wisdom in life and use wisdom in all the circumstances. Like, for instance, the wisdom of personal power. It's normal to feel powerless when you're in the middle of a problem. Let's say something terrible happened to you, and you don't know how to solve the issue. But the wisdom of your personal power reminds you of the fact that you were born, you know, with that unique light within yourself. We all of us have this power within that individual power that is unique to ourselves, that many of us couldn't figure it out yet. Not even in their 50s, they couldn't ever figure it out that there is a power within us. But we may feel unworthy of that power or unable to surpass the self-imposed barriers. But when that happens, you must recognize your powers and use them. You know what I mean? And when you discover your natural power, your natural talent, and utilize that, then you can solve whatever problems you have. So that's your wisdom of your natural power that exists within yourself. You just have to go within yourself and bring that light, that shine out, you know, and use it to your own advantage. And you know, be the light in your own world, you know, shine in everything that you do and use your unique talent, because we are all talented. There's no such things like people that are less good or less. I don't believe in that. I think we are all, you know, talented in our own ways, you know. And then there is the wisdom of forgiveness and detachment. People have problems in life because they don't know how to forgive. They don't know how to detach. They don't know how to differentiate things in life. So when you use wisdom to forgive, then you can move on. If you don't forgive, you get stuck in harboring anger, resentment, bitterness, and that translates into physical diseases. So if you want your life to change around, if you want to overcome obstacles, if you want to solve problems, one of the things that you have to be ready to do is to forgive the people who are hurting you, to forgive circumstances that are not working in your favor, to forgive everything, because forgive means you detach. The origin of the word forgive, if you think of the scripture, if you think of Jesus saying forgive them because they don't know what they are doing, that was done for his own detachment. You know, in order to detach from the physical world, he had to forgive, and forgive made him detach, you know, and rise above the pain and the suffering and above the physical world. So letting those negative emotions go as soon as they come and never get stuck within them. What people do usually, you know what I mean, they get stuck in those feelings. And think of you listening, if you ever felt blocked by the inability to forgive and constantly thinking what somebody did to you and constantly, you know, feeding into those emotions because you simply don't comprehend why those people did what they did. Instead of saying, it's done and I'm going to forgive so I can move on, so I can let that go, so I can let those energies go. Because the best way to reach a healthy emotional flux is to unblock and unburden and detach, which means forgive. So the law of wisdom, in order to break through circumstances and situation and overcome things in life, is detachment through the forgiveness. And then there is wisdom of endurance, because when something bad happens, because we're talking today of how can we overcome when bad happens, and a lot of bad can happen in life out of the blue, we might want to give up right away. You know, when the wisdom of endurance is a reminder that we all possess this remarkable quality that we sometimes neglect, which is called resilience. We are incredibly enduring being able to withstand so much more than we can imagine. You know, we, by relying on this wisdom, we can gather our true strength in the roughest time. And when we suffer a crisis, you know, endurance sees us through the storm. So remind yourself that you're stronger than any misfortune. Tell yourself, I'm stronger than this misfortune. I'm stronger than the darker times I'm going to. I'm capable to overcome any challenges. You have to tell yourself any day, no matter what's happening to you. The most important thing is to remind yourself your problems have a purpose. They are not by accident. And even the most difficult ones, they are given to you not to knock you down, but to rebuild you and make you tougher than ever before. Then, you know, when you go to a hard time, instead of crying and feeling depressed and locking yourself in a room and telling yourself how bad life can be and how God doesn't exist and how... You have to tell yourself things that uplift your spirit. Like, that's when it's good to affirm your power and bring your power by saying, my pain is momentarily. The situation is teaching me a necessary lesson. Start telling you things like this. Through this hard time, I'm learning and evolving. I have the power to turn this setback into a victory. My path is clear. I know exactly what I must do. My suffering will be rewarded with joy. I will resurface after this storm stronger and better. Determination and ambition surge through me. An unexpected blessing awaits me. So what you actually do, you see beyond the moment in time. You put yourself ahead of the moment, you know, and you see that this experience comes with an expiration, and then beyond this, there's something way greater. I'm going to go and take your calls in a minute, so I want Patty, Susie, to hold on the line, 202-570-7057, and I'll be with you, Mihaela, Dominga, Susie, Patty, hold on the line, I'll be with you in a second.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramal and Mitten. And we wanted to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Everybody talking about how to find a solution for any situations, and I have a lot of people online waiting. And I'm excited to let you know that this week, all phone sessions are 30 off. So if you want to have a session with me, especially for the people on Home Time Radio, for the listeners, if you need a new direction, if you want to find clarity in your life, you know, you have a chance to talk to me and you have this 30% off. So email me at carmenhara@olcrmenhara.com, or you feel free to text me or call me. On my cellular, 917-771-6035. And, you know, I want to have you as part of my family on Facebook at Carmen Hara, or on Instagram, or sign up for my YouTube channel, watch my videos. It's always a pleasure to have you. And I also want to talk during the show, if I have time, about the 7 strategy to solve your problems. How to go through the problems and how, which are the strategies in itself. But before I do that, I'm going to go and I'm going to talk first with, I think it's Patty, the first one. Hi, Patty, my dear. Good to hear your voice.
Hello, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, my lovely Patty. I'm always great. Because, you know, you can tell, you can't afford to say you're not doing great in life. So at any given moment, you know, at any phase of your life, you have to do great. There's always something new about life that you have to be willing to learn and look at life with excitement. What about yourself?
I just had a birthday on Saturday.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, beautiful Patty. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
Yay!
On Easter, I was at my sister-in-law's house, and it was also my brother's birthday because we celebrate my brother's birthday, mm-hmm. second brother, myself,
right.
had birthdays 12 days apart. So mm-hmm. always the Sunday between our birthdays is when we celebrate both birthdays. I blew
now,
out the
birthdays.
Candles.
Birthdays are turning points. So anytime mm-hmm. is a birthday, it's a new beginning. So
right.
whenever is your birthday, you're entering a new vibration energy. So in other words, things change mm-hmm. right around your birthday. 5 weeks prior, 5 weeks after. So you have to pay mm-hmm. attention, you know, right around your birthday. What are the changes that are manifesting around you? Unexpected things that are coming to you. And give me again, so was April what? Which day was it in April?
The 27th, 1927.
Okay, I don't need the year. So April is 4, 27 is 9, and 4 uh-huh. we add 2019, which is a 3, so you enter in the year 7. So you, mm-hmm. you in the year 7 is the year, 7 is the number of God, is the year of protection, reflection, introspection, the year of in which you become more receptive to any spiritual type of work. You might go and do workshops, you might read interesting books, you know, you work on your inner self, the way you haven't been in a long time. You're kind of finding yourself. It's a year to let go of some of the things that you're still holding on, you know, probably even detached from some of the people that you might not need anymore, you know, like moving on in a different direction. Mm-hmm. You might even be tempted to change something in your work. What it is that you think from everything I'm telling you that you're planning to do during this year? Because it's a magic year ahead of you, you know, all the way to April of 2020, you know?
The reason... Yeah, in work-wise, I've been in my job 21 years. and I am sick of it, but I know, but I don't have money to
quit. I think it's time to change. I think it's time to change. But it's time to change not by necessarily quitting, but just by introspecting yourself. Where can I really go? What is it within me that I can do differently that will allow me to plant a seed? And because I don't think you're going to change. I personally don't think you're going to change your job right now. I think you're going to change it next year when you go in the year 8. Usually changes of job don't happen during the year 7. Happen in the next year. But year 7 is the year of awakening, like, hey, I don't want to be here anymore. But then where do I go? So you start navigating, start introspecting, start looking for it, you know? Then finding a different way of expressing yourself. And I think it's going to be a, like, you see beyond the moment, you know, and you see something else and you say, ah, this is what I can do it differently. I'm going to do something else and it's going to be different.
The reason I'm calling is because I had a dream the day before my birthday and scared the crap out of me. And
what was it?
It was, all right, 2 years ago I was diagnosed with a fatty liver. And the doctor finally told me this time, stop worrying about your liver. You don't have any other contributing factors that could turn into cirrhosis or... Because I have something called non-alcoholic.
No, fatty liver is not going to turn into anything. That's not that bad, no.
Okay. So I actually had a dream that my eye, that I was blind in one eye, and then I got my vision back, and then my eyes were yellow. And it's like, I know that I'm always worried about it. Maybe I said to myself, hold on, maybe that's the thing. You're doing the best you can with your diet, okay? And it's like, maybe that's what, you know, it's finally... You know, telling you to stop worrying or something. I say to myself, stop worrying about.
It's symbolic. It's you know, dreams about seeing. Dreams about vision. The eyes are completely opposite than what they really mean. They have a totally different meaning. It's the way you look at your own world. It's you're not. In other words, a change is necessary. You need to. Do something. You need to look at the whole perspective of your life with a different vision. You know, you need to rethink and reevaluate and put your whole life in a different light so that you will see it differently. It's the symbolistic of seeing. The symbol.
Yeah,
itself,
that's how I figure.
See?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's nothing else. So it's not really anything wrong with you. So it shows us a little bit probably of an anxiety, you know?
Yes,
if you ever felt like you have some anxiety, I feel there is a certain degree of anxiety that we all can have a little bit, you know?
No, I have a lot of anxiety. I have...
anxiety, there are things that you can do about. Anxiety usually comes from... discord within the hormones in the brain, the neurotransmitters, and if one of them goes very low or very down, the dopamine or something, then you will feel like, oh wow, something bad is happening to me, though nothing bad is happening to you, and you will think having a fatty liver is a dying thing, because you actually, the anxiety is amplifying a condition that is not life-threatening. You're seeing it like it is. You understand what I mean? Your perception, I think, is distorted as a result of the brain mechanism. It's the chemistry of the brain that influences the way your perception is of things. That's what anxiety do to people. Makes them panic about things that are completely nothing to panic about. And it's all... So I really believe that there's two or three of your neurotransmitters. Can be sometimes the epinephrine that kicks in during the night, and when during the night you have like nightmares, you might have nightmares, you know, you might remember might not. So that's what this is doing it, you know, and you can regulate that through natural stuff, you know. There's natural stuff out there that I recommend in your case. Take GABA, Kanji. There are things that you can take to regulate the neurotransmitters, and that's really gonna make you sleep better, feel better, and stop having those anxiety attacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do have and an anxiety then, attack. So
yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that this is something that can be regulated naturally.
Yeah.
By taking some natural pills that will regulate the chemistry of the hormones in the brain, and then the anxiety kind of goes away.
Mm-hmm. No, I have my computer in front of me, so I'm looking that up.
So, yeah, if you look for Kanji, you can find it at Amazon. GABA, that is like $8, and that's fabulous because GABA regulates the neurotransmitters, majority of them. You know, regulates the epinephrine, regulates the dopamine, so that's what you need to, and this it's very inexpensive, it's fantastic, it's going to make you sleep better. Kanji in combination with GABA will be a terrific, I mean, sometimes Kanji has some GABA in it, but you can take GABA 750 milligram. GABA is actually a neurotransmitter, but it helps regulate the other neurotransmitters in the brain. So it's very efficient, you know.
Yeah,
or there's another one that is very, very good. It's called Travacor. Travacor is developed by neuroscience. It's a very natural product that very efficient for the brain. Very efficient, all natural, all made with natural substances, all made to regulate all of their, for instance, people don't know, but if you, for instance, take taurine, is a neurotransmitter. If you take taurine, you can lower your blood pressure naturally without having to take blood pressure medication. Things that people have no idea about. And taurine is just a neurotransmitter. So there are things that people can do to contribute, to benefit by improving the function of the brain. And it's something that I recommend in your case that can be very beneficial. So, yeah, please do it.
Yes, I'm looking up stuff right now. So, but yeah, thank you for that information.
Take any of this, but especially Travacor, because it's more complex, combined with GABA and Kanji. If you take these three in a frame of 6 weeks, your anxiety is going to go away.
Good. I'd be more
It will be something that will clear your mind and make you feel better overall. Feel better overall and kind of change a little bit the perspective, the whole feeling about yourself and the world around. Very, very powerful stuff.
Yeah, and also your mind can affect your health.
Oh, your mind rules everything, and from your mind, you know, your whole body falls apart. You know, if your neurotransmitters are out of, the chemistry is off, from there on the full body, you know, is affected at every level. It's very, very powerful information. So I love you, Patty. Thank you so much for calling me. I'm extremely grateful.
Thank you.
For your call. I love you, my Patty.
I love you,
okay,
too.
I'm going to go
bye-bye.
To Susan. Hi, Patty. I love you, Susan. Hi, Susan. How are you, my dear? Oh,
hi, Carmen.
Susie.
Great. How are you?
Hi, beautiful Susie. Good to talk to you, my love. How can I be of any assistance today?
So,
yeah.
This is something that I've called about before, and it's an issue between my husband and my father-in-law that has not resolved. It goes way back to before his parents got divorced, but it's really affecting me and you know, it really breaks my heart because I know my father-in-law is heartbroken that my husband is not talking to him, and we have two young girls that are, you know, they're not on, you know, their grandfather. But I don't know if there's, because I've talked to my husband, but I don't know if at this point there's anything else I can do or kind of like just let this go. But it really, really breaks my heart.
Well, breaking your heart is so sad because then you are suffering, then everybody's suffering.
Exactly,
and we don't want all this suffering because, like the suffering, the pain, the emotional side of us affects us physically. People, without realizing, when there's so much pain and suffering and crying, you know, all this negative emotion makes us, in time, develop autoimmune disorder, cancer, all these problems. People don't realize if you can go beyond the suffering and say, I'm going to be strong. Even if there's not too much I can do because this is not in my hands. But what can I do about it? I can comfort him. my father-in-law and talk to him and make sure I see him without my husband knowing, or I can do everything to make him feel better.
Okay.
You understand what I mean? So what's in your hand? You can do what's in your hand. But first of all, one of the people here needs to keep the balance in place, and that has to be you. So by saying, I'm emotionally affected, my heart is broken, then everybody's falling apart in this family. And this family is falling apart. So you can't afford that. One of you has to be strong. One of you has to keep things together. I personally see the things beyond time in the perspective of tomorrow. And I do know that the time, the moment will come when your husband will break this nonsense and will wake up and say, why am I doing this? That moment will come, you know?
Okay.
And you have to live with the belief that that moment will come. Because as I said before, everything in this life is with an expiration. So you can be mad, but you cannot be bad forever. One day that madness goes away, you know? One day the nonsense goes away, you know?
Okay.
So, So what I'm trying to say, put it in the perspective that this is temporary. This will be resolved. That is tomorrow, in 6 months from now. But you live with the belief, you know, and with the conviction that this will... And you, meanwhile, without your husband knowing, comfort your father-in-law by telling him that everything is going to be okay. Give him the hope. You know, a hope is so important. Like, give hope to somebody who's sick, giving him the hope he will get better. So all you can do here is be at service by telling that poor soul that everything will get resolved, that everything will get better, that you know in your heart that it will. And that's going to do a lot of good. It's going to empower him. It's going to make him feel good, even if it's not now, and it will happen in the future. You regain the balance, the energetic balance of the family. For some reason, God is putting you through the test. You are the strong one. You the wiser one. You the one who searched the path of healing and forgiveness. You the one who see that forgiveness is necessary. And you the one who create the, like, you're in the middle to make it happen somehow. It didn't happen yet.
Okay.
It doesn't mean it's not going to happen. You understand? So you live with the belief that it will happen. You promise me that's the way to do it. Oh,
thank
I
you.
Love you. I love you, my Susie. Bye, my angel.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I love you, sweetie. No crying. No crying. I'm going to go to a break, and I'm going to talk to Terry, Miaela, Dominguez. I love you guys. Hold on the line. I'll take a short break, and then I'll be back in a moment. Thank you for listening.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back, everybody. So excited to be with you tonight. And I want to take some more calls. Everything, all the strategy aligned so we can speak about how to solve problems. But I guess talking to you directly is more important than anything. And I want to take some new callers. I'm going to go to Terry. I don't know, Terry, are you a new caller, my dear?
Hi, no? My name is Carrie.
Oh, Carrie. Okay, so my producer wrote, I'm sorry. Hi, Carrie, my love. It's so good to hear your voice.
Hi. First of all, thank you. 10 years ago, I talked to you. You told me I would have a healthy boy. It's 10 years and ago you told me I would have a son. He's 10 years old.
And you did.
Yeah, I did. I have a son, and he's really healthy, and he do sports. And it's 10 years ago you told me I would have a healthy boy. Thank you.
Good. So, so I did something good. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And what's more beautiful than having a healthy kid? There's nothing more beautiful on earth than having an extraordinary child.
Yep. And I have a question.
Sure.
I'll let you ask. I always want to do fashion design since I was little, because that's what my mom did. So I'd like to know, I should focus on fashion design or I should start my photographer? Because I do take pictures a lot, and a lot of people think I should do pictures too. And or I should help my husband to build her career because he has a company. Should I stay helping him or I should build my own? I don't know which way to go, really.
I think you should go on your own. Because I feel like your husband can manage very well what he does, but I feel like you have a real talent that needs to be out there. And when you tell me about photography and design, I feel you can do both in the same time, because there's a link between photography and design. You have such a creative force. You know, you can, your mind, you know, sees colors, combination of designs, and you know, you have it within you, and they blend into each other. I think you, so people can be many things, and you can definitely be both. Can be a photographer in the same time a designer, be a designer and a photographer next, but be both of them because they match, they work, there's a connection between them. I do see you, as I saw you having a son, I do see you very successful if you embark on this. And under the same token, I do see your husband very successful in his own business, even if you're not necessarily helping him, because he can make it very well on his own. You understand? And you'll have a tremendous satisfaction to know that you can express yourself in parallel with him succeeding on his own.
Right.
So I don't think there will be a problem if you're not dedicated all the time to him and do the things that you love to do, in which you can be extremely successful, and you can also generate a very good income.
Right.
Are you, in New York? Where are you exactly? Where are you? You're in New York?
I'm in upstate New York.
In New York, because I see you in New York, and I see you having your own either gallery or something like that, or your own store, you know, in which you will expand. You know, you have this ability of expanding your talent. Exactly, like somebody who starts with an idea that expands in different directions. And I'm seeing you, the moment you start expressing your gift, expanding and attracting a lot of people around you that will promote you, will help you, will, encourage you. All you need is to have a start somewhere. And I think that the start, your start is today, here, right now, on this radio show, when you decide, yes, I'm good enough, so I can do it. Yeah, I have the strength and the force and the creativity to make something extraordinary happen. Do you agree with me?
Right. Yeah.
Because it's within you. You needed this validation. You need the empowerment. And if you said a thing, if you tell yourself today, I can do it. You know what I mean? I'm, committed to my career. And I made my mind today that I'm going to be super successful. And my career is going to take off. I'm going to achieve extraordinary things. The moment you decide that your mind will go places and build an entire empire. It is funny, right. I feel like in future I'm going to come and visit you into your own location. I have a very interesting feeling. If I take myself out of this moment in time, I see myself visiting you because of your success and celebrating your success. I love doing that. I love putting people out of time and space and seeing them how successful they are and how they achieve it. And how they, you know, how much they can accomplish in 2 years, in 5 years.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, my love. Thank you so much for calling the show. And call anytime.
Thank you so much.
Okay, my love. I'm going to talk to Camilla in Ontario. Hi, my love. How's Ontario? Is it cold?
Hello, Carmen. It is.
How are
Yesterday
you?
We still had snow.
Still snow.
Yesterday we still had snow, yes.
And today?
It's amazing. I'm so... I was thinking about moving to Florida.
Move here. Move here in my area. It's so warm today.
I was telling to my son to do something to move there.
Okay, my love. How's
yes, how are you,
here?
Carmen?
I'm great. I'm always great, you know.
It's so good to hear you.
Good. And you? How are you? Did you resonate with my
called
topic?
You
anything
because
I can help you? Yes.
Honestly, it's not really the topic. I'm just, last time when we talked, about 2 months ago,
right.
I know I interrupt you. You were telling me about my next job, like the job that I'm waiting for, I hope is going to come. And I interrupt you, and somehow I just didn't get the whole idea what's going to be or how. If you can give me some more relation about my next job or if you see something, like I'm getting excited now because I want so badly to get out from this place.
I don't want you to get out before securing something just for the sake of getting out. You know, I want you to prepare for the new place. And I feel like you'll be working with somebody. I feel like there is a place that is on a corner of a street. I feel is there somebody you'll be working with, which is another, like a female partner, you're going to build something. It feels like an independent business. Extremely successful,
okay.
Working with a lot of women. And it doesn't have, here where you are, it's a very intense, the heaviness of this energy here, if you agree with me. Do you agree? It's a place where you
I agree so much with you.
Suffocate yourself in this place. You can't breathe.
Yes.
You can't breathe. You know, the vibration energy. There are places where you go to work and there's so much tension and the vibration energy is so
yes.
overwhelming. So I feel like walking away from this environment is necessary because you need your mental health. You know, you need to escape
yes.
this environment. And you will, but hang in there. Don't do it just compulsively. Do it when you secure a place. And as the person that you've been working with, all I know is has like an L initial. So, and it has mm-hmm. a background that is European. So, and I can tell it's somebody lighter hair, straight hair, lighter eyes, and somebody very lovely, actually. So it's an offer of some
that would be
job
amazing.
That comes from a person. Yes. And you will tell me about her somewhere in the very near future. So we'll talk soon about it. So
yes, and this is going to be close to my house, you said.
Yeah, it's not far from your home. Yeah.
Yes.
So I love
and
you.
May
so
I have one more little question, Carmen?
Yeah, what is it? Yeah.
My husband is in college. He's going to finish first year now. Does he finish successfully his 3 years? He's going to get his license?
Yeah,
or
he does. He does.
I'm just curious.
No, he does. He does.
Okay.
He's committed. He's scared.
Thank you so much.
He does it. He does it. I love you, Mindra. I'm going to go to Ontario. I have
I wish you a beautiful...
Hi, my love. Hi, Mihaela in Ontario.
Hey, Carmen. Hi, how are you?
Hi, my love. How are you, my angel? Can you hear me?
I'm good. I just need some advice from you. I'm
okay.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. I'm listening.
I'm married. But
okay.
At work, I have a not consolidated relationship. And
okay.
I want you to tell me more about that work relationship. I'm so messed up with my emotions, with everything
around me. With the person at work?
Sorry?
With the person at work?
Yes, please and thank you.
You're asking me about the person at work. I feel like the person at work, there's some karmic connection, but it's so intense because karmic relationship can be very intense. And you have to be very careful how you handle it. That's all that I think I need to tell you. So don't try to cross the line, you know what I mean? Because you go into a territory that is very shaky. So it's almost like you don't know exactly what you're doing. And I want you to be very careful what kind of a move you make. And allow him to make a move. You don't make too many moves. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
You're not the one making moves. Let's see what kind of a move comes on the other side. And reflect upon it because it's very complicated. It's a karma that needs to play out from now on to the fall. And only after the fall you'll be able to make a decision. So far, you can't decide on anything. So far, put it in the perspective and do nothing. Just allow it to unfold. When something is karmic, it needs to unfold. It needs to be presented to you so you understand the meaning behind it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There's something behind this situation that you need to digest. What is it exactly? Why is this happening to you? Where is this taking you? What are the implications and how can you respond to it in such a way that it doesn't jeopardize anything?
Yes.
Does it make sense? So think what you're doing here. And I want to talk to you again because it's way too complicated to be explained in 5 minutes. It's a very complex situation. And I want to look at the ramification of this. So give me a call if you can and we can dissect a little bit the... What exactly goes beyond this? Because there's way much more into it than we can talk in 2-3 minutes. Give me a call. Just call me, and I promise we'll go deeper into the topic. Okay?
Yes. Yes, Carmen. Yes.
Just call me, and I'll promise to help and give you more details. I need more elements so I can be more. Clear in my explanation. So I'll be waiting for your call, Mihaela. Okay, my love? I love you.
Yes.
And I'm going to
thank you.
I love you, sweetie. I'm going to go to Domingas. Hi, Domingas. You still waiting
for me? Hi, Carmen. How are you? I'm okay.
How are you, my beautiful friend? How's Domingas?
Frustrated because I've been trying to apply for jobs for a while now.
A word I want to hear. I want to hear, I'm not frustrated, I'm happy,
okay.
You know, tomorrow's a beautiful day, I'm happy, I'm excited, working on myself, I'm dropping the extra pounds, I'm moving,
I'm exercising.
You did? Oh. I'm looking fantastic, you know, I'm better than ever, I'm going to find the best job ever, there's a better job for me out there, so I just want you to continue to say the good stuff that you want to happen. The moment you say I'm frustrated, you're blocking yourself. You're locking yourself in a dark spot. We don't need that. Nobody is hurting you. You're hurting yourself by saying that. I don't want that to happen. Okay? So you are listening to a radio show that is about empowering you. It's about making you feel good. It's about, you know, reaching out to the core of your being and making you understand how significant it is to bring that light from within yourself, you know, out and be sure. be the power that you are, the powerful woman that you are. And that all this sadness that you've been through is for your own good at the end of the day, because it's going to make you better and stronger, and you're going to find somebody in your life that's going to be 10 times better than the man that couldn't appreciate you, you know?
Thank you.
There's always... Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes. Me and you, we're going to celebrate. We're going to dance in the street. Me and you, we're going
to
dance and celebrate. Amen.
Amen.
You know, somebody, there's always something better. There's always, you know, room for good. Amen. So I love you, Dominguez. Everybody listening, thank you for listening. I'm at the end of the show. I'm Carmen Jara. Thank you, my beautiful producer. God bless you, everybody, for listening to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, Carmen Jara. Next time, same place, same time. Next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Om Time Radio. God bless you guys. Thank you for listening.